So I'm talking to you after your big match today with Drew Gulak of CZW. Great match today. What were your thoughts?
I think Drew, he's exceptional in the ring. I'm really proud of him. He's a former student of mine from, you know, a decade ago when I was training for Chikara and CZW. And I got to see him have his first matches and to see how far he's come. I'm very proud of him, and he's become a very worthy opponent. And, yeah, this is a nice venue. I know this company's only been around about 6 months, but it's a cool venue. The crowd's kind of rowdy. It's a good atmosphere. I like it.
Would you rate Brooklyn and the New York area in general as one of your favorites to perform in front of?
You know, it's hard to name favorites, but definitely every time I come here, I love it. Whether it's Manhattan or Brooklyn or even Queens or something like that, it's just always such passion from the fans. I had a couple shows for Dragon Gate USA in a place called the Lyceum, not too far from here in Brooklyn. So I always enjoyed my matches there, and it's good passionate fans, good atmosphere for shows.
And I'm sure you look forward to coming back in the future, doing some more matches here.
Oh, absolutely. It's always cool to work with a company when they're first starting out and to kind of see how they progress over the years. There's a company in Canada I work for in Toronto area called Smash, and I've worked for them since you know, they were one of my first independent bookings on my way back, and I got to wrestle Lance Storm for them, and just to see how much they've grown over time is fantastic. They're having these killer shows now, sold out crowds. I mean, if they put a little more promotion into it, get some footage out there to the market, let people see what's going on here, I don't see why they couldn't sell this place out.
That's true. Speaking of starting out, your first big feud that you ever had was with CM Punk, and you had tons of great matches. How would you say those matches shaped you to the performer that you are today?
Well, a lot of those matches were longer matches, which taught me how to pace myself in the ring, how to maintain the attention of the audience over a long period of time, which is difficult. If they don't care about you, they're not gonna care to watch you for 45 minutes. So they really have to be into you to devote that much time and energy into following a match or following a feud, for instance. But those matches are always very special to me. We were both pretty young in the business. I'd been wrestling 3 years when we had our first singles match, and then we went on to have a lot of matches over the years, and I think that's a good exposure for a lot of us, because that's when tape trading for independent wrestling was starting to get really big with Smartmark Video and RF Video and such. So people heard about these matches, so they started sending our videos out, and that's where a lot of people first saw Chris Hero, first saw CM Punk or Colt Cabana. So.
And now that you are at your stage in your career, still on the independents, and with Punk, he walked out, as people said, on the WWE. What did you think of the news when you heard of what Punk did?
It's always hard to make a judgment on a situation like that, because you don't know the whole deal. You don't know the whole story. I was just interested to see how it would play out, and I'm sad that the fans no longer get to see him wrestle, but at the same time, I'm proud that he stood up for himself. I'm proud that he, you know, took time off. You got to remember, Punk didn't take time off for years, and he had all kinds of nagging injuries that accumulate over time. So he needed that time off anyway. So if he was able to clear his head and get healthy at the same time, more power to him.
Is Punk someone that you still keep in contact with this day?
Yeah, Punk is somebody I'm still friendly with. We don't talk on a regular basis, but we, you know, we've known each other over a decade and a half almost. So.
And speaking of WWE, you were recently on a contract with them. You performed for their NXT brand under the name Cassius Ohno.
You got it.
The name, I heard that you were the one who picked the name. Is that right?
That is correct. I chose the name.
And were you into that character when you were down there?
Oh, absolutely. I was you know, kind of doing my best to see what would work, what wouldn't work. It was a very cool experience to be a part of all that.
And Then you had tons of great matches in NXT with the likes of Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose even, and all these different performers. Was there a match during your time in NXT that stands out to you?
My match with William Regal from NXT television. I had the privilege to spend about 8 weeks of television wrestling him, and just not just wrestling him, but being in programs with him. Hang on one second.
Okay.
An interesting match that no one will ever see is because it was a dark match on an NXT TV taping. There was a match between Antonio Cesaro and CM Punk, and I ran out from the back and attacked Punk. Seth Rollins came out and made the save, and we turned it into a tag match. So Seth Rollins and CM Punk versus Antonio Cesaro and Cassius Ohno, the only time we ever teamed in WWE.
And that's interesting to bring that up. I was going to ask you, you teamed with Cesaro back in the Ring of Honor when you were Chris Hero, but he was Claudio Castagnoli.
Yes.
And you were the Kings of Wrestling. How fondly do you look back on that time when you were tagging with him?
Oh, it was awesome. It was just like the perfect marriage of his style in the ring and my style in the ring, and just everything clicked. That was just such a very special time for all of us, and I was so happy. I mean, because we had a run before that as the Kings of Wrestling, but it was very important to be able to revisit that and do it a second time, but just with a little different perspective. We're both a little more experienced, and we just kind of made the most out of it.
And how happy are you to see the success that he's had in WWE?
I'm very proud of him. Watching his whether it's one of his amazing superplex lifts, deadlift situations, or him throwing Big Show over the top rope at WrestleMania, I'm always proud of that guy.
And we talked about your tenure with WWE that ended last year, and there were rumors going around that you were let go because of a lack of maintaining your physique and that kind of thing. Would you care to confirm those or deny those rumors?
Okay, so basically, there were rumors about 6 months before I got let go about me being told to get in better shape. And that was true. And then I did get in better shape. So if you watch my last matches on NXT, I was in the best shape of my career. One of my last television matches was against Luke Harper. And I was I had just done a 14-day juice fast, and I had great energy. I felt great. If you watch the match, you can see that I was in the best shape possible. And then a month later, I was like, so the fact that those two things happen, people like to combine them and go, oh, well, he got let go because he was in shape. It had nothing to do with that.
And despite being let go by the company, do you ever see yourself maybe going back to WWE?
You never say never. You never know how things are going to turn out. And if there's a situation that's meant to be something that works out for them and for me, you never know. It's possible. Anything's possible in wrestling.
And you've wrestled for 15 years now?
16.
16 years. And you've done a lot of things on the independent level, and you've even dabbled with a lot of companies on television. Which experience do you prefer more, being an independent wrestler or wrestling for a big-time company?
This isn't a very good answer. It's hard to compare the two because when you're under contract, you give up your personal freedom at the expense of security. You know, you know you're going to get that check every week. You know you have the potential to make millions of dollars. But at the same time, you don't have a whole lot of freedom. You can't come and go as you please. You can't whatever. So now I have all kinds of freedom, but if I don't wrestle, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not as lucrative on the independent wrestling scene as it is in WWE or such. However, I'm pretty fortunate to be able to make the best out of it, and I do pretty well for myself. And just the fact that I'm able to make a living as a pro wrestler and travel the world doing what I love, I'm the happiest guy in the world.
And my final question to you is, what do you think you will be doing in about maybe 5 years from now? What do you want to see your career defined as?
I just want to continue to be wrestling and better than ever. You know, like a fine wine, you just get better with age, right? I feel that every year I've made leaps and bounds to have become a better performer and just more intelligent about the wrestling business. So, looking forward to it.